Tell me how this tool will work for both people who are reporting in incidents and the states who are trying to collect this information.
So this is an electronic tool. You know, we hear lots of stories on through the media about people that are collecting fraudulently. We want a way for the public to get to us and give us that information directly. You know, we operate this unemployment insurance system in a partnership with the states so that the states are the primary agent for delivering a quality program and overseeing proper payments. But we felt that it was because of the incredible amount of attention given to this that it was time for us to provide another pathway for people who might want to bypass the state and tell us directly so that we can get that information to the states. We've heard so many stories about somebody's neighbor who is collecting unemployment but really working, or somebody who thinks their neighbor is collecting unemployment from a member of the family that's passed away. We want to do one of two things. We want to get to the root cause and end that fraudulent payment, or we want to end, you know, destroy that myth.
When you go and set up a system like this, how closely does this parallel either other outreach efforts, citizen-facing outreach efforts that you do online, or, although obviously done in a different way, the traditional call center model of collecting this kind of information from people?
Well, it probably gives them a new way to do it, but quite frankly, this is part of a suite of things that we've been doing to not only draw attention to the importance of being a good steward of taxpayers' money, but also to let people know, you know, what the right way is, what the rules are. We think there are many people out there who have no idea about unemployment insurance. They've worked hard their whole lives, and now at age 40 or 50, for the first time, they're being thrust into this system. So you hear us talking about improper payments. We want to make sure that people understand what that means, that, you know, you no longer are able to collect your unemployment as soon as you start working. That's a root cause of improper payments. We also want our businesses to know that they help us and help our states really conduct a system that's 100% squeaky clean when they tell us in a very quick fashion when someone has separated from their employment and why. So we think this is a multi-billion-dollar effort that's being funded by the United States government. And in states, the first 26 weeks of unemployment insurance are funded through business taxes. We think that a little duplication to make sure this program is running as well as it possibly can is certainly warranted.
Ms. Oss, you make a good point. I think there are a lot of folks that misunderstand, and maybe it's perpetuated by my colleagues in the media, that the concept of improper payments always implies that somebody is doing something wrong on purpose to try to cheat the government or some other organization out of money. And it sounds like in this case, what you're also trying to look out for is for folks who maybe are just making a simple, honest mistake.
That's exactly right, Francis. I mean, we think that the vast majority of what are called improper payments are purely because people don't understand the rules. We think if we make those rules much clearer and much more transparent, and that might mean being repetitive about them, we think that people will gladly play by the rules. I think the majority of Americans are happy to get that unemployment insurance check when they are unemployed through no fault of their own. And we want to make sure, you know, that people believe in this system. So, you know, sometimes somebody can apply and be denied, and then they go through an appeals process, and then they're found to be eligible. That's an improper payment. So there are so many clear ways that are just either errors or the due process system that create these improper payments. I don't want to minimize, you know, when someone is committing fraud, that's a crime. And the Attorney General in every state should prosecute them to the full extent of the law. But that's about 3% of what we're calling improper payments. You know, so I think it's really our duty to be out there in a much clearer way, telling people what the rules are. You'll see some messaging tools that we'll be sending out, some people doing public service announcements. You'll start to see posters in our one-stop centers and in our other partners, like our community colleges and our libraries, just making sure that everyone knows the rules. And then we'll hold them to those rules.